now to London and NPR's Rob Gifford. And Rob, what more do you know about this plot?
Well, the details are still a little bit sketchy. The police force here, as Ari mentioned, have been playing their cards fairly close to their chest. They haven't been giving too much information except to say that they believe that this plot was hatched here in the UK, that bombs were to be assembled here in the UK and to be put aboard possibly 9 or 10 flights of US airlines flying from London Heathrow Airport to the United States. The Home Secretary, John Reid, as you just heard, and senior police officers have spoken at news conferences this morning and talked specifically about hand luggage. They say that they believe the plot was to take on possibly liquids in hand luggage and to somehow assemble them or join or put these liquids together to create some kind of explosive on board the airplanes. So a move away from a sort of traditional type of explosive, if you like, and that's why now all hand luggage has been banned on any flight out of the UK going anywhere, and specifically the airport authorities are looking at liquids that people are carrying.
Earlier this morning, British authorities described the folks that they had arrested, these alleged plotters, as homegrown. Have they said anything more about the people in the interim?
No, in fact, they're being very, very cautious about talking about anybody who has been arrested. They've just said that 21 people have been arrested in London, in a town outside London called High Wycombe, and in the central city of Birmingham. They have been very cautious because, of course, some people have speculated that this could be something like last year when four young British men detonated bombs on the London transport system, and they emerged from the Muslim community, though it should be said the Muslim community disowned them and said that anyone who does that is nothing to do with Islam. So I think that what have they tried to do, and the senior police officer who spoke this morning, Paul Stevenson, he tried to preempt this a little bit, and he said, we are not talking about any specific community here. Anyone who is planning this kind of thing is planning mass murder. He actually called it that and said that they can't masquerade as being from any faith. We're talking about mass murder on an unimaginable scale. Those were his words.
And have they used the words Al-Qaeda? Have they made any links?
Like Michael Chertoff, the Homeland Security Secretary, Al-Qaeda has been mentioned, and it has been mentioned as though this plot has some of the earmarks of an Al-Qaeda plot. As Ari Shapiro just mentioned in his report, the police here and the Home Secretary have stressed that this is at a very early stage. They swooped on these people overnight here in Britain, and that the men are in custody. They don't know for sure that it's Al-Qaeda, but certainly the level of sophistication that we're talking about here would suggest a group like Al-Qaeda, a group that has very sophisticated training, skillful people who know how to make bombs of this sophistication.
And are more people expected to be arrested?
Well, John Reid, the Home Secretary, said, actually, that he thought that the main suspects have actually been accounted for in this plot. So he suggested that for now, 21 people who are now in custody here in Britain are the main suspects who have been swooped on. And he again stressed that this has been a very, very long-term operation. It didn't just happen overnight that they came to know of these people. It's been going on for months, and the surveillance suddenly got information last night that tipped them over and made them believe that this was a critical point and that they had to act. So they swooped on these 21 people. Of course, the fact that these measures are being put into operation, that Heathrow Airport has come to a virtual standstill, other airports have been hugely affected, means that they are, of course, concerned that someone else might have slipped through the net or that there could even be other cells functioning. That's the nature of how these terrorist cells work. So there is still caution, very, very serious caution here for no one to sort of sit back and imagine that everything is safe now. But they're trying to reassure the public that they think that this particular operation, it was 21 people who are now in police custody.
Well, as you said, Heathrow's come to something of a standstill. The measures are extraordinary. All carry-on luggage has been banned. Have you been able to learn about the status of flights leaving Britain for the United States and other points?
There are some flights leaving, very few from Heathrow, some from other airports, but there is serious disruption. And people here in the airport authorities are saying anyone who's travelling to the UK should check into their schedule, check with the airline before they leave home so that they're not too disrupted in their travel schedule.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Renee.
NPR's Rob Gifford speaking to us from London. Stay with NPR News for continuing coverage of the arrest of 21 people in Britain accused of plotting to blow up flights between Britain and the United States.